Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a story that's told about the great Renaissance painter Michelangelo. Michelangelo, it seems, went to visit a younger painter by the name of Raphael. And when he got to Raphael's studio, he very carefully looked at the paintings, and he saw one. And he stopped and he stared at it and looked, and something wasn't right. And finally, Michelangelo, the great painter, got up, took a paintbrush, and wrote in Italian across Raphael's painting the word greater. Raphael had a vision, but his vision was too small, too confined, too constrained. And the older, more experienced Michelangelo was able to see that as he looked at the painting. And so he wrote, greater. The text that was just read is one that's, I hope, familiar to all of us, the great Easter story. And in that story, there is one person who is often overlooked, but yet whom the church has chosen to celebrate on the 22nd, actually, of July, a feast day, St. Mary Magdalene, a woman whose vision of reality, of life, was initially far too small. But on Easter morning, her vision of reality changed. It is as if God himself has written across this world and across our lives the great word, greater, larger. Your vision is too small. You don't see what you think you see. Look at the empty tomb. Our world is so confined. We see that in Mary Magdalene. She thought that death was the end. How many times in her life had she gone to a tomb to anoint the body of a loved one? How many times has she stared death in the face and known that when that body was placed in a tomb, that was the end? And this did not seem any different to her. She went to that tomb, not expecting to find a resurrected Christ, but expecting to find a body. Death to her was the reality. Yes, she had heard Jesus promise many times that he would not only die, but that he would rise again. She'd heard the promise, but the reality to her was not the promise. The greater reality was death itself. And so Mary goes to the tomb, and she looks, and expecting to find that body, but there's nothing there. So she ran. She ran to Simon Peter and the other disciples, and she said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." Mary lived with a sense of reality, but it was confined and narrow, and it was limited ultimately by death. It was also limited by her unbelief. She knew better. As I said before, she had heard Jesus promise many times that, yes, he would die, but he would also rise again. But that was more than she could believe. What she saw with her eyes was more important and more powerful than the promises she had heard. Now, St. Mary Magdalene is remembered for many reasons, and perhaps this is one of them. We're just like her. She was a Raphael in the world of reality, a Raphael whose vision only the master could change. We are Raphaels in this world of reality also. Our vision is so small and constrained, for we too hear his promises, and we listen only insofar as they fit with our experience. We choose to have this narrow, constrained vision of reality, one which excludes the Easter message, one which excludes the promise of Christ. What seems important to us is how we measure God's word according to our experience, rather than letting our experience be measured by God's word. And yet Easter does not let this sense of reality stand. Mary's reality was changed forever that day. She saw and knew that the one who had promised to rise again did rise. She came remembering death, and she left knowing life. That resurrection is a reality also for us. That resurrection is present in your life and mine. In your baptism, you were united with the one who promised to go to Jerusalem, to give his life as a sacrifice for the sins of all people, and to be raised on the third day. You were united with him in his death, in his resurrection. Ah, this resurrection story is not something of 2,000 years ago, which took place many miles from here, but it's a reality in your life. For God has united you with this Jesus Christ, this one who changed the sense of reality with which Mary lived, this one which changes the sense of reality for all his people. You are united with him. You also share in a new reality when you come to the altar and you receive the Blessed Eucharist. When you come and you kneel and you hear that promise spoken again and again throughout your life, this is my body, this is my blood. When you kneel and you look forward to a reality greater than that which surrounds you, when you look forward to the reality of that last day when Jesus Christ will call forth all people, living and dead, to stand before him, and we who know him, who have been baptized into him, will enjoy that marriage feast of the Lamb which goes on forever. And we have this foretaste of that great reality in the supper which he has given to us. And that is our reality. Christ, who has died, has risen again, and he breaks the power of sin, death, and Satan for all who are in him. There is a new reality, and it is made tangible to us, the reality of heaven itself, the reality of his victory, which is also our victory, which is Mary's victory, the victory which belongs to God's people, given to you in your baptism, affirmed to you throughout your life through the hearing of his word and through the reception of his Holy Supper. It's a reality which makes your world immeasurable. Across the life of Mary Magdalene and across the life of this world, God has written his word greater, larger. Death, the final enemy, has been defeated. Every power of hell itself has lost its power. A new reality is ours, that of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mary was told to go and to tell the disciples, and she did. She left and she went to a bunch of cowering disciples who were afraid of all the power of the world, which had just taken the life of their master, and now they were in hiding. And Mary comes to them. And Mary says, he is risen. Her reality was changed. She did not fear the power of this world any longer. Something greater had changed her vision. The greater message of Easter. The message of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen and alive forevermore. He who promised now that he was to ascend to his Father, but she was to go and to tell his brethren. Oh, what a blessed word that is, that this God of heaven, who has been incarnate, now speaks to us as his brethren. Her reality was changed. Wherever you are in your life, whatever point you stand at, know that there's a reality greater than the one your eyes let you perceive. If you stand at the grave of a loved one, know that that grave is not the final victor. Dear friend of mine, member of my parish, he and his wife had been baptized for only 3 years. At age 38, his wife died. Unexpectedly, and it happened like that. This man could stand at the grave, having now known the power of Jesus Christ, knowing the reality of the resurrection, and in his simple country way, he could look at that grave and he says, you know, Pastor, she's just renting space. He knew what was coming. He knew the day would come when Jesus Christ would return and call her forth from the grave. Why? Because his sense of reality was broadened by the Easter story. Death did not win. Jesus Christ won. as we look at the different stages of our lives, it seems so often that our sense of reality is confined to those things which are working against us. We need again and again to hear the promise. Christ is risen. No problem. No enemy. No defeat can ever overcome those who are in Christ. There is a reality that's greater than all the power of this world, all the power of sin, all the power of death, all the power of hell itself. And it's in that Easter story. We thank God for a woman like Mary Magdalene. We don't know much about her. We know she was one who had been possessed by 7 demons and whom Jesus had cast out. We know that some in the Christian church have identified this Mary Magdalene with the sinful woman of Luke 7. But there's no evidence for that. We don't know that much about Mary. But what we do know is here is a life that was changed, a reality that was altered by a resurrected Lord. And that same resurrected Lord is yours and mine. He gives to us a new vision of what's real and what isn't. And reality is not found in the things that we see. It's found in an empty tomb. It's found in the Easter message. He's not here. He's risen. May God, in His grace and mercy, help us to see that in our lives, He has written the message greater, larger. May He focus our eyes in the midst of our deepest problems, not on the reality around us, but on the reality which He Himself has given, the reality of a Lord who lives. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.